the word of God decrees. Let there be. To be me is to be free. To be free is to be glee. But only on bending knee. That's a kingdom key to unlock the real reality. Creation of the most high degree. Yours truly, literally, the mixology of authenticity, transparency, liberality, a class act, A-C-T, that's me. Dr. Letitia Webb, join the journey, come with me.
It's me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and this is Join the Journey with me, Baby Bruh, and Doc C. We have pivoted. What do I mean by that? Well, the Join the Journey team has made a pivot and a shift in direction. Stay tuned as we discuss more on the importance of pivoting.
Letitia Webb, as we bust it up
from the sanctuary to the street with Bishop Rudolph Mills.
Every first Sunday of the month, I want you to join me, Baby Bruh, Doc C, and our very own Bishop Rudolph Mills. He is Philadelphia Street Bishop, and he takes us from the sanctuary to the streets. If you want to bust it up with us and talk about all those crazy, quirky things that go on in the church, join us every first Sunday at 2 p.m. at thegrownfolksradio.com. Well, it is just me, Dr. Letitia Webb. If you were expecting my team to join me today, I just need to have a conversation with you. As you guys know, we had the Join the Journey with Dr. Letitia Webb Gospel Radio Show. And everything has its challenges and its quirks. Just like anything else, the Join the Journey Gospel Radio Show dealt with its own challenges and quirks. But there comes a time when we are on our journey, especially as a leader, when you have a team of people believing in you and following you, you have to make a decision. You can't just think about yourself. You have to think about your team. So without going into all the gory details, I had to make an executive decision after I consulted Baby Bruh and Doc C and decided to no longer be on the Grown Folks radio station. Now, it is uncouth to air all your dirty laundry, and it's not even about that. I want to extract the lessons that I learned along that leg of the journey. Now, mind you, I also want to make the point that today is the first Sunday in December. We would normally have Bishop Mills, the street Bishop, busting it up from the sanctuary to the streets, talking about those quirky, crazy things that go on in church and how some of the things that happen in the street is more legit than happen in the church. You know, just all of that stuff as us churchgoers understand, right? He would normally be on with us. We would also have our authentic servant leader honoree for the first Sunday of the month. That's not happening. It's just me. It's Dr. Webb. And as a leader and as the host and the visionary of the show, I had to make some executive decisions. One of the executive decisions that I made was to solely be on podcast, which was my original desire. Having the gospel radio show was a wonderful experience, and we have not given up on that idea. So that's the first thing, is that my original desire was to have a podcast. And so when you have a vision about something, don't let anyone or anything deter you from that original vision. That is the very first lesson that I want to share as you be and you become your authentic self along your journey. What God has given you is for you. And yes, God has greater, bigger, you know, more wonderful things for you to do than you can even dare to imagine, according to Ephesians 3:20. But don't ever forget that original seed, because that original seed took root deep down within your soul. And every good idea is not necessarily a God idea. And so I'm not saying that having a gospel radio show was not God's idea, because it was. In the sense, it broadened my scope of just having a podcast. And it definitely challenged me to get out there on the deep waters into the whole radio show land, internet radio show, all of that good stuff, right? Where my comfort zone and all the research that I completed over the past year and a half, it was all about podcast versus having a YouTube channel or a YouTube show, excuse me. So didn't I necessarily do any research about a gospel radio station or a gospel radio show, and definitely did not think that I was fit to have a gospel radio show or host. But let me tell you, the other awesome thing that came out of our time on the Grown Folks radio station was a team. That's the other thing. I was so focused on my skill set, what I wanted to do, my message, my audience, and the Grown Folks radio station and the executive producer, DJ Kid Disco, he was like, what about having your brother as a co-host? What about having Doc C as a co-host? Now, mind you, never in my life thought that I would do anything like this with my brother. And of course, you guys know Doc C is my spiritual mom, so we do lots of things together. And Bishop Rudolph Mills, he was always a part of the plan once I got the Join the Journey vision in place, right? And so the other awesome thing that came out of the gospel radio show was a team formulated and gelled beyond my wildest dreams. So again, just because we're no longer on the Grown Folks radio station, some really, really, really awesome things came out of it. One, I had to learn to stick with my vision, like I stated. And two, I formulated a team beyond my wildest dreams. And so with that being stated, when things get kind of quirky in your business deals, and don't get me wrong, anything could be quirky. Whatever your definition of quirky is may not necessarily be my definition of quirky, but things happen in business. We all understand that. And so when things get kind of quirky or it doesn't necessarily go the way you planned it, you have to pivot. And you have to make the decision what the pivot looks like for you. We had to pivot away from the Grown Folks Radio Station. And again, there's no love lost. There's much love. There is much respect. There were conversations. Trust me, it was a clean break. And that doesn't always happen. But what I learned that as a leader, when you have a team that is dedicated to you and your vision, you must take your team into consideration. You must value their time, their energy, their efforts, their talent, their commitment. You cannot devalue those that God has sent your way. And so it helped me to see that my team and their feelings and their thoughts are very important to me, because without them, the Join the Journey show will not be what it is. For those who have checked out the Join the Journey with Dr. Letitia Webb Gospel Radio show, it is phenomenal, off the chain. I mean, we pray, we rebuke the enemy, we evangelize, we preach the word, we laugh, we joke, we cry, we interview people, we honor people, we bust it up, we do some of everything. We got to put baby bruh in his place and spank him, and you know, Doc C, she got to come and give us some sound mothering advice. Oh my gosh, the show is phenomenal. I love my team, and I love DJ Kid Disco and Shelly Williams, the co-owners of the Grown Folks Radio Station. I love them. However, as a leader, as a visionary, as a brand, you have to make decisions that's best for your brand and for your vision. That's what happens as leaders and business owners and, you know, brand strategists. Like, that's what we have to do. Curators and creators, you have to make decisions that's best for you, your brand, and your team. And those decisions aren't personal. And so I had to learn that you don't just cut people off. Because I used to do that, you know, zero tolerance, right, for anything, anyone. But, you know, you grow and you mature, and you have to extend grace and mercy. As you embrace grace and mercy in your life from God, you tend to extend grace and mercy to other people. But there comes a time when you have to know and recognize, this is not working for me. And when you are being and becoming your authentic self, what's not working for you is not working for you. And that is okay. I give you permission to say, this isn't working for me. I've consulted with my team. This isn't working for my team either. We must pivot. Amen. And so it's a part of the journey. It's not over. Our vision and our team and our brand and, you know, our package and, you know, our product for you to consume is still being developed. It's not over, right? And that's the thing that the other thing I had to learn. Just because you start somewhere doesn't necessarily you're going to finish in that place. Or just because someone was with you in the beginning doesn't mean they're going to be with you along the entire journey. That's okay. Everyone serves a purpose, but we have to learn when people get on the train at their particular stop and when they must get off the train at their particular stop. Because God is the conductor of the train. You are on your journey of being and becoming your authentic self as you reach your destiny. And there are different train stops along the way. And I got that analogy from Dr. Juanita Bynum years ago in one of her books. You just don't get off of your train. And you must accept the fact that people are going to get on and off your train at their appointed stops. But as long as you stay on your train along your journey of being and becoming your authentic self as you reach your destiny, you will get there. Amen. So with all of that being stated, we are taking the Join the Journey with Dr. Letitia Webb, and we're going full blast on podcast. How about that? Full blast on podcast. Okay. So everything that you heard on the Grown Folks radio station, you are going to hear on the podcast, wherever it airs, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google, Breaker, Spotify, all of those great places, right? You will hear the Join the Journey podcast. It will be everything that we deliver to you except the gospel music. And we want you to stay tuned because our radio show days are not over. We've just had to pivot. And now we are doing and fulfilling the original vision of having a podcast. The gospel radio show was a great expansion of the original vision. And so we are going to continue to pivot and shift directions. That's what happens when you're on your journey. Okay, so don't give up. If you have to pivot, pivot, but make a sound decision to pivot forward in God's direction versus backwards. And don't forget to stay on the train. It's other people who have stops where they get on and they get off. Amen. All right, y'all. So this show is going to air on Sundays at 2 p.m. So that's when we're going to drop the show. However, as you know, with all podcasts, you can listen to it at any time, but it will air on Sundays at 2 p.m. And the next time we come on, you are going to hear me, Dr. Webb, Baby Bruh, and Doc C. All right, y'all, thank you for pivoting with us. Thank y'all for staying on the journey with us. We love you. And we are being and becoming our authentic self. All right. God bless you.